All right, thank you, Omar, for that curveball. So the title of my talk is A Multidisciplinary Approach to Global Health Curriculum in an Independent Academic Medical Center. I do have to give credit to Dr. Khan as well, who is one of our faculty leaders and mentors of the program. I have no disclosures or conflicts of interest. So what are we going to talk about today? So we're going to discuss the benefits of global health education and residency. We're also going to describe specifically our global health curriculum at our academic medical center, which is called Christiana Care. It's located in Delaware. And then we're going to explain the advantages or what we think are the advantages of our multidisciplinary approach. So what is an independent academic medical center? Certainly a lot of words. So what it basically means is we are academic in the sense we have residents and students that go through and work at the hospitals. However, we're not affiliated with an on-site medical school, so that makes us independent. To tell you a bit more about it, it's two facilities. One is in Wilmington, the other was in Newark, Delaware. Between the two, we have 1,100 beds. There's a level one trauma center, a level three NICU. And then I give some statistics about how our institution ranks nationally in terms of volume. For example, the 50,000 admissions a year is 17th in the nation. So we are fairly busy in many departments. One of the things that Dr. Che alluded to is, what is this surge of global health education and residency? So I have a couple slides dedicated to that. I'll breeze through them pretty quickly since that isn't the major focus of this talk. But residents who participate in global health are more likely to practice primary care, serve underserved communities, pursue careers in public health, participate in community service, and work overseas. And there's a lot of evidence to support that that dates back over the last 15, 20 years. And then on the other side, why are institutions interested in providing global health education to their residents and students? So for one, it's increasingly important, so there's a rising demand. So therefore, programs respond and create these programs. The other thing that's important is that it helps train residents provide efficient quality care. And what I mean by that is that there's evidence to show that residents and medical students that participate in global health curriculum or overseas electives are more likely to think about cost in their medical decision making. They're more likely to provide what we call efficient medical care these days. So I'm going to tell you a bit about our program. So we have a global health didactic curriculum. So what I'm going to tell you is that the backbone of our global health education at Christiana is this curriculum. And then I'll talk to you about what happens after we had that set in place. So this started in 2010. So this is now going on our second academic year. And so what we decided is that we would have these lectures on various topics in global health, and they would be multidisciplinary. So what do I mean by that? So what I mean is that it's open to all residents. It isn't specific to one department, for instance, internal medicine. It's open to every single residency program at our institution. So we'll get surgery residents, we'll get pediatric residents, we'll get emergency medicine residents. The other thing that means is that our lectures are open to all staff, so it's not just residents. We'll get medical students, we'll get medical librarians, pharmacists, nurses, anyone who is interested in global health. We do not close the door to them in our global health curriculum. And I feel like that's one of the more unique features of our program and one of the things I'm going to talk to you about. These are our topics for our global health curriculum. It's 22 lectures, comes out to 11 per academic year. I'll let you peruse through these, but we based our program off of other already established programs. This is considered to be a fairly good representation of what global health education should represent in the small amount of of time that you have through residency. So since we're a data-driven medical and scientific community, we have to have some data to support what we're doing in our program. So a lot of what we've been doing is survey-based. So initially, we did a survey before we even launched our curriculum to make sure that we would have the backing of the institution and to see if we would get people filling the seats. And now this survey that I'm going to tell you about is a follow-up survey 2 years later, and we just wanted to make sure that we still have the medical students, residents interested in global health. I won't go over the major details of the survey. You can read them here. We had fairly good response, and the main point of this is that the residents, at least that took the survey, said that they were interested in having the option of a global health program at Christiana. And that was independent of whether or not they were interested in attending or whether or not they had attended one of our lectures before. So basically what it means is the people who are interested in global health, they're going to be interested in global health. They're going to attend. But we had the support of the residents that weren't necessarily interested in it, but still believed it was an important option to have. So continuing on, what have we done so far with our curriculum? We've had to date 14 core lectures. We have an average attendance of 18, and that's the range is 10 to 60. For the first six lectures, we gave out surveys that had the attendees rate how well they felt they knew the topic before and then after. So it was a pre-post knowledge scale on a 10-point basis. And basically what our survey found is that our lecturers were educating the audience. So that was a good thing. We have also had two internal medicine grand rounds that were global health related. We've had three regional presentations, one national conference, which is me here today. I'm assuming that I will finish this presentation and that'll be accurate. And then we've also had a journal club. So everything that I just told you is what we're doing with the curriculum. So as I said, that is our backbone program. What I mean by that is, remember that all of those residents and faculty members can attend the lectures. Since we have the curriculum in place, that means that we can do other things. So for instance, about a month ago, the internal medicine department approved a global health track. So more formal training in global health. And what our design is that other programs, not just internal medicine, can use our curriculum to do similar things. So I just wanted to tell you about our track since I am part of the internal medicine residency program. So the track designates that it's a certificate program. It's over 2 years, and the requirements is as you see here. You have to attend or view online 80% of our curriculum lectures. I forgot to mention earlier that all of our lectures are recorded and placed online on our intranet site, and all residents have access to those. You have to do 6 weeks of global health rotations, and as many of us in the audience know, that doesn't necessarily mean 6 weeks overseas, although that can be a component of it. There are lots of other ways to do global health locally, and we've included those. You have to do one presentation or some sort of scholarly activity, attend the Global Health Conference, and meet with a Global Health mentor. So all programs need to be funded. And I thought I'd tell you briefly about that, but not tell you about the details, because that's pretty boring. But basically, the costs are minimal to run the curriculum. I want to lead you down. So the CLC grant, which is the third item on the list, was a grant that we had when we started our program that has been helping to fund some of our external speakers. But other than that, we have minimal costs. Since residents are often very hungry, we do provide food, and that's really about all the costs that we have. Unfortunately, as of right now, Christiana Care does not have an officially sponsored international site, nor an officially sponsored funding program for those that want to travel internationally. So all residents that do want to travel have to fund themselves. More to that later. And then since the internal medicine global health track was approved, the internal medicine program will be able to fund at least minimally this into the future. So we have a sustainable source of funding. This is close to a conclusion slide. So basically, what makes our program unique? Why am I here talking to you about what we're doing, and why do we think it's important? So as I mentioned, we did the multidisciplinary approach. So what we did was we had a multidisciplinary development team. All that means is that our core planning team has people from different departments. It's composed of me from internal medicine and pediatrics, and we also have obstetrics and gynecology resident, and then our three major faculty groups represent family medicine, internal medicine, and emergency medicine. And so we have a pretty good multidisciplinary development team, which has been important to what we believe in. The other thing that I told you about is that we have this multidisciplinary participation. We bring people from all around the hospital to come in and view our lectures. The other thing that I haven't mentioned yet is that it's multi-institutional. So we won't just bring people in from ChristianaCare. We also have a partnership with the University of Delaware, which has a nursing and a public health program, as well as the Thomas Jefferson University pediatric residents who have a dual partnership with our program. It's basically just down the road on 95. We have internal and external speakers, and we believe this is important, one, because we involve the internal speakers that have knowledge of global health in our own institution, some of which you know, are a bit shy about their what they've done and their experiences, so it gives them a chance to promote what they're doing. And then the importance of external speakers is that you bring in other minds and sometimes you know, somewhat famous speakers to come and present to your audience. And then, as I mentioned, this shared curriculum is used as a backbone for any sort of tracks that want to develop from that. As I mentioned, internal medicine has done that about a month ago. Dr. Khan, about 2 days ago, reported to me that family medicine has officially approved it as well as of a week ago. So what we want to do is being started, and it's being carried out. So what does that mean for the future? As I mentioned before, we do not have an official institution-sponsored international site. We are working on that. The gold standard is to have a global health exchange. That isn't always possible, but we try to do the best we can to get close to that. This talk isn't about global health exchanges, which could be a completely separate talk, but I'd be willing to answer any questions about our future development later. And then, as I said, global health tracks in other departments can develop, and as we saw, family medicine just added a track. And then the other thing is collaboration or idea sharing with other academic global health programs, so people in this room or outside speakers that we may invite in. And that's all I have. I do want to thank my institution for bringing me here. Dr. Khan, who's in the audience, and our global health team, which is mentioned right below them. Thank you. Questions will be answered later.